Kim in Missouri's online has a question about a countertop. What can we do for you today?
Earlier this year, I remodeled my bathroom, and I had a new vanity put in, and I had a black, it came with a black granite countertop, the kind that's shiny.
Yep.
And for some reason, one of the handles and base of the faucet, it almost looks like a hard water stain or a hard water deposit. I can't get it off. It almost has a rough feeling. Nowhere else on the countertop looks like that. I've tried everything, and I'm afraid I've ruined it, but do you have any suggestions for me?
I wonder if it's a manufacturing defect, Leslie.
I mean, it very well could be. So tell us, where is this exactly?
It's basically around the right faucet, the base of the right faucet, and then the right handle, and then the base of the faucet. And I've tried, like, all the things they recommend. I bought it at a big box store.
Okay.
And I've tried all the things they recommend there. And I've tried, I haven't tried anything, you know, like anything abrasive at all. And the rest of the counter looks fine, but those two areas just won't come off.
So you're thinking that this is something that's like staining this particular surface as opposed to just a defect in the original material. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm thinking it is, because I don't remember seeing it when they first installed it. But, I mean, within a week or two after I saw that, but they said it almost looks like a hard water stain around them.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried white vinegar?
Yes.
You did, okay. Because that's usually, if it's a hard water stain or some sort of mineral in the water, that's going to be the trick.
And I'm really afraid to try a lot of things because they said you can, like, damage the granite if you use the wrong cleaner.
Now, you mentioned this was installed. Have you thought about contacting the original installers or the company that you work with for it? Because they may have access to some products that you don't. And it sounds like you tried all the basic over-the-counter type approaches here that you might need a professional to come in and fix this up for you.
Okay, I could try that. I went to the, like I said, the original big box store, and I went to the department and said, where I purchased this at.
Mm-hmm.
The people that did my bathroom said, where do you clean this with? And they showed me that, but that didn't seem to work. And they've even, I even read articles that you should use something like ivory on it, like with a non-abrasive cloth. I've tried that, but like I said, it looks good when it's wet, but when it dries, it still comes back.
Yeah, you know, what it might be that you may have worn off some of the finish. And once you do that, then stains get into the stone itself. So I suspect this is going to be something you're going to need some professional help with. So I would, even if it's not the store you bought it from, you know, there are going to be companies out there that specialize in granite cleaning and polishing, because everyone that has these types of surfaces in their home, I think when you originally buy it, you think, well, it's natural material, I'm never going to have to do anything with it. But the truth is, they often need to be repolished and resealed from time to time to keep looking good. And so that's, I think, what I would do at this point, since you've tried all the basics that you can try. I would just get a professional in to refinish this for you.
Oh, thank you so much, because like I said, I was just afraid I'd ruin the whole countertop for this one little area.
Yeah, well, you could. I mean, you could if you keep going. That's why I think you've tried everything that is reasonable for you to try. And I would get online to a site like homeadvisor.com and find a professional in your particular area, read the reviews, find somebody that sounds good, and give them a shot.
I had no idea where to go. Thank you. I will try that so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.